Born ready.
It's the big time. I'm Whitney Allen. Oh, I don't even know how to deal with this. You're like a superstar now. You want to put those on?
Yeah,
Thomas Rhett, everybody's putting on my sunglasses.
I feel like John Lennon in these.
You're Elton John in those.
Yes.
Yeah, you've almost got, although Elton never could get his hair that high because he never had that much hair.
Well, or maybe not the same product.
No, he didn't have that much.
Okay.
No. Now with the plugs, he still didn't have that much.
Yeah.
But thank you for putting those on. Would you like to use them for the show?
Maybe, yeah. It's possible.
I can't give them up.
Oh, you can't? Okay. Well,
no,
I'll take them off before I get too attached.
You know what? You're probably a star. People probably do that all the time now. They're like, oh, now that you can afford things, they're like, oh, have it for free.
Yeah, it's complete opposite.
Right?
It's hilarious.
What do you have for me?
Huh?
What do you have for me?
I have nothing for me.
No, for me.
Oh, I have nothing for you. I mean, you can have anything that I have.
Start bringing it, really, because I kind of like your watch.
Well, this was a gift. I can't re-gift it.
I knew it. I knew it immediately.
I got this from one of the guys in Midland.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, Cameron.
That looks like a Midland watch. Absolutely.
Yeah, they were at my birthday party in Vegas.
Right.
And I kept asking him about his watch. And at the end of the night, he goes, bro, I want you to have this watch.
Which one was it?
This one.
I know, but Cameron?
Cameron.
Cam?
Yeah.
Well, he knows everybody.
Yeah.
He works with Bruno Mars.
I know.
So, all right.
We talked about that for a while.
Yeah. When I met them, I'll get to you, I promise. When I met Midland, it's a funny story. And I knew that Cam said he worked with Bruno Mars. Or I'd Google them. And I was like...
His aunt is Carrie Fisher, was Carrie Fisher, supposedly. That's what he says. He was a few beers deep. I don't know if that's the truth.
It probably is, because that guy's history is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was talking about Bruno Mars, I didn't want to embarrass him, right? By going, well, you've done Bruno Mars videos, but you didn't do Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. I can't remember the name of the song when I did this.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. But I'm like, I didn't want to go, but you didn't do Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I Googled him, like, he did Uptown Funk.
Yeah, he did. And 24
Yeah,
Kids.
I did a bunch of them.
Yeah,
he did
amazing.
Them all.
Yeah.
He's a little, all right, so.
Even a J-Lo video.
I'm going to, next time I see him, I'm going to compliment him on something.
You
and
should.
I'm going to try to get it.
That's what they do. They gift things. That's like their whole vibe. It's hilarious. It's amazing.
They haven't given me anything.
Well,
except a hug. I gotta work them a little bit harder.
Yeah, you
than.
Do.
All right. So the home team tour, I've heard nothing but incredible things about. Everyone
Good.
Has loved being on it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Even Ryan Hurd, who says he's gotten the choreography right maybe one time.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Maybe one.
It doesn't
time.
Matter. He's in his own world and he's awesome. So
on a daily basis.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, he's
fantastic.
He's one of my favorite people in the world. He's awesome.
So what are you doing now then? I mean, because this tour is continuing, but you have new people.
Yes. So it changes three times. So the first leg is over, and now we're taking the home team tour to Canada for 10 days right after this. And then it picks back up in the fall, and we have Old Dominion on that run.
Oh,
so,
cool. Nice. Yeah. You got it going on.
Yeah.
Now,
glad they're saying yes.
Maren was on that tour with you, right?
No, she just came out and sang a couple nights with me in Nashville.
And is that how you decided to put her voice on Craving You? Because that song is the jam.
No, she... the song wasn't even written as a duet at all. And then I think my manager was like, we should get a girl to sing the harmonies on this song just to see how it feels. And we both thought about, you know, how awesome Maren's voice would sound on it. And she came and knocked it out in like an hour in the studio. And it now I can't even imagine the song without her on it.
No,
so.
I can't imagine the song without her either.
Yeah.
Yesterday here, I fangirl like all over Maren Morris. And when she was sitting here right in the chair you're sitting, and I told her that, let me... Show You How It's Done. It's like my favorite tune off that album.
Yeah.
I got front row and she walked over and sang it to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And everything.
And I was like all fangirly. So thank you for putting her on that song
because
I like you enough.
Well,
and always have.
Double.
I showed Benaj the vacation video yesterday and he was like, what? Amy, you can lay down on that. It's fantastic. I'll do it. It's great. No, lay down on it. It's fantastic. Yeah. We filled it up with AC.
Awesome.
Anyway, Benaj had never seen anything like that, the vacation video. And I'm like, and dude, that really was his vacation, and he's not happy about jumping out of that plane.
Good. Wait till you see the Craving You video.
That's what I was getting to.
It is.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's the coolest thing that I've ever done.
Cooler than Star of the Show when you're walking into yourself?
Just different. Like, we basically made a movie. We basically made an action-packed movie trailer, me and Maren.
Really?
And,
do you have like rolling credits and stuff?
Yeah, rolling credits, and we both have talking like lines, and it's really fun.
Selena Gomez is on that album too?
We're waiting to get stuff back, so it's not 100% confirmed.
Do you want me to edit that right out? Should I believe it?
Edit, Mark.
I don't know. How did we get that information?
Well, long story.
Okay. Wow. Because I have it right here. I have inside sources then.
Yeah. It's,
wow.
It's okay.
You know what? It hasn't been that long since I saw you. You know where I saw you?
Vegas.
On the milk carton in Vegas. Yeah. Oh, it wasn't that long. It wasn't the milk carton. It was the Outnumber Hugger. And yes. I was worried that you would show up on a milk carton and we'd all.
I wish I would have. I wish I would have popped out of it. You know.
You know what? Your next leg of the tour.
Come out of a cup. Like a,
come out of the, a milk carton.
A Cheerios box.
Yeah, do that. Well, first come out of the milk carton, and then you can get serious about the Outnumber Hunger.
Perfect.
Because you're doing great stuff with them. what else is going on? You're hosting the CMA Music Festival. That's just an, I can't even get into that because that's too much work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
But I had so much fun doing it last year. As much work as it was when I finally got to see the finished product, it was so worth it. And,
yeah.
And so this year I get to do it with Kelsey, which is a lot of fun. And me and Kelsey have gotten to become great friends, especially on this tour. She's just great. So
she's great. And she's great in 5-inch heels, dude.
Yes.
I know. It's unbelievable.
How does she work that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I couldn't make it across this room.
Well, me either. But if I tried to do that,
but you don't know.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
Do you know for a fact?
What?
That you couldn't make it?
Oh, 100%.
You
There's
know
no
for
way.
Fact. Okay. I just didn't know if you tried them out.
You don't make me do that right now.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. I may make you lay on the couch over there. Because, you know, other people have not been afraid. I'm just saying. And how's the baby situation coming?
All good. Yeah. Everything is final as far as the adoption end. And
when do you get that baby?
Hopefully very, very soon.
Wow.
We don't 100% know.
Right.
But it's getting there. And then Lauren is... Lauren's due in August, so everything's
you are
happening.
Summer
fearless,
baby,
dude. Fearless.
I don't know about it's just happening. I don't know that I'm ready for it, but I'm pumped about it.
Who was giving you? Someone was giving you dad advice. Was it Luke? I can't remember who it was. Someone was probably everyone's giving you advice.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Luke about it a lot. I've talked to Dirks about it a good bit, just because you know I know their families come on the road with them sometimes, and so I was just trying to figure out how do you do that and. They're good advice givers. They're good dads.
Yeah, I know.
They're wild as crap, but they're good dads.
I know, right? You got to give them credit.
Yeah.
Dirks was amazing closing night. Is this your first Stagecoach?
No, I was here in 2013.
What time did you play in 2013?
Like 1:30.
You're going to be so blown away.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Because at 1:30, like, all the VIPs don't show up yet. So you're playing to a lot of empty space.
Yes.
Between you and the hardcore folks who are in the back.
I know.
Right? Okay, you know this? You want me to not tell you this?
No, it's okay. I'm like reliving it in my head.
But
this year's going to be awesome. I love this slot right when the sun's going down. And it's just beautiful out here. So I've been out here for all the nights, too. It's just hanging. So
hasn't it been outrageous?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's been amazing. This is possibly my favorite Stagecoach ever.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And I'm very excited. I rarely stay for the Sunday. God is my witness. I sound like a groupie. I said I'm doing Sunday because Thomas Rhett is playing.
Well,
that
means
true
a lot.
Story.
That means a lot.
You know, because
I
see
it.
Kenny a lot. And I think Kenny has played this festival probably more than anyone else.
He's played a lot.
We count
every
the
other
banners
year.
That are way on the other
I'm
side.
Sure. I have no doubt.
And Kenny's been here forever, but I'm like, you know what? I'm saying I'm coming back to see Thomas Rhett. So
well, thank you very
there
much.
There I am. I do
appreciate
you. I appreciate everything you do. You
well,
know, since
likewise.
Day one, man, had your back.
I know you have.
Thought you were awesome.
Means a lot.
Still do.
Thanks.
Thomas Rhett.
Never
thank
change.
You,